From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 10th. Here are today's top 10 parenting stories. Let's get into it. First, from Scary Mommy. What is the pursuer-distancer dynamic in relationships? Therapists explain. Have you ever brought up an issue to your partner only to feel completely shut out? You rehearsed what you'd say 1,000 times in your head, making sure you didn't take a tone or say anything that could be misconstrued, but still they go quiet and distant. Cue the anxiety spiral for you, and suddenly you're fighting the urge to go back downstairs and insist they say something, anything, just to acknowledge what's going on. Next. Second, from Scary Mommy. 33. Baby names inspired by national parks for your little wilderness kid. There's something fundamentally profound about standing in a national park, being humbled by its absolute beauty and the reminder that this world is truly such a special place. And really, what better inspiration for a baby name than that? Kids inspire the same kind of wonder. National parks are full of great names hiding in plain sight, from the parks themselves to some of the most memorable mountains, rivers, and other landmarks found throughout. Up next, third, from Scary Mommy. The House passed a bill cutting fruit and vegetable benefits for WIC recipients. Between gas prices and grocery markups, American families are feeling the financial squeeze more than ever right now. And on Thursday, the House passed a bill to fund the Agriculture Department and other agencies, using money previously slated to help pregnant women and children afford produce. The bill, which must still go before the Senate, aims to trim 1.5% from the federal budget on agriculture spend for the new fiscal year, but it will come at a steep cost to parents to children. According to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, and then. Fourth, from Scary Mommy. A Way X Toy Story collab takes every millennial to infinity and beyond. If your kids have been begging you to go to infinity and beyond this summer, Away just gave you the perfect excuse. The popular luggage brand has teamed up with Disney and Pixar to launch a limited edition Toy Story 5 collection, and it's everything a family travel lover and Toy Story lover could want. The Away X Toy Story 5 collection spans luggage, bags, and accessories in colorways that'll make you feel like you're headed to Andy's room instead of the airport. Next, fifth, from Scary Mommy, why double dating can be good for your relationship. Confession, I've never been on a double date before, but I have played doubles tennis, and in many ways, they feel surprisingly similar. Both turn an activity, whether dating or playing tennis, into something more convivial, interactive, and engaging. Having a partner and another team to bounce ideas off can make the experience of dating or trying something new feel less nerve-wracking. Up next, sixth, from Kveller. A Cantor set Adon Olam to Landslide, and Now We Can't Sing It Any Other Way. Over the years writing for Kveller, I've covered many a rendition of Adon Olam, that traditional Jewish liturgical poem that seems to work perfectly with so many tunes, including everything from the Hamilton soundtrack to the music of Coldplay. And then, seventh, from Healthy Mom Club, Summer Self-Care for Depleted Moms. You're running around like crazy, juggling, taking kids to and from, cooking, cleaning, packing snacks and lunches, summer sports, and everything else in between. Summer is not always fun and games. It can also be chaotic and stressful. I think it's okay to admit that. It's more than okay. We need to give ourselves grace as moms and take care of ourselves more. Next, eighth, from Nap Trapped. Father's Day Gift Guide. My husband helped me. We're almost always traveling for Father's Day. Oftentimes we're with my family, so I get to celebrate my own dad and my husband as a two-for-one. But this year we're going to be home, so I want to make the day special for my SAHD husband. Up next, ninth, from Family Troubles. Should I cut my child out of my will? For many parents, the question of whether to cut a child from a will doesn't arise out of vindictiveness. It comes after years of grief, rejection, silence, hostility, or failed attempts at reconciliation. Why should my kid get a big payday at the end of my life when they could have made my life so much better by ending the estrangement? On the other hand, some parents feel profound guilt even thinking about changing their estate plans, as though doing so means they've given up hope. There is no universally right answer. And then, 10th, from Family Troubles, Friday, Q&A. Hi, if you'd like to register for my Substack Q&A for paid subscribers, you can do so here. And feel free to post your questions in the comments section at the end of the article or any of my other Family Troubles Substack articles this week. That's today's parenting brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.